Track 1.80.
Day 1. Katie started her journey in Dakar, Senegal. She became the first person to row the Atlantic Ocean alone at the age of 22. Her boat, Liv, was a 19-foot yellow wooden rowboat. Day 26. It was hard for Katie to sleep because of the 20-foot waves. She wasn't scared of the big waves because her boat was okay, even in 50-foot waves. Day 30. After a month, Katie realized she was only halfway across the ocean. She wasn't happy about it. But after that, she made good progress. She traveled 60 kilometers a day. Day 62. Katie decided to row for an extra 8 days. The wind was very strong, and it was impossible to stop in Cayenne, French Guiana. So she rowed to Georgetown, Guyana. Katie traveled 640 kilometers more, and she was very tired. Day 69. Almost a disaster. Katie smelled smoke. Her GPS tracker was on fire. Luckily, she was able to put it out. Day 70. After 70 days, 5 hours, and 22 minutes on the Atlantic Ocean, Spots arrived in Georgetown, Guyana, in South America. She did it! And she collected $70,000 for charity. What a hero!